the Information Service for Appropriate Technology in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe present
Making It Work.
Connecting you with people across Africa who know how to solve some of your basic problems. In this program,
how to make a strong roof from fiber and concrete, which will keep out the sun, wind and rain, whilst making the house look beautiful. Today we take a look at the St. Joseph the Worker community in Nairobi, Kenya, and how they are resurrecting the slum area of Kangemi into a beautiful housing area through the use of fiber concrete roof tiles. My name is George Msumba.
And I'm Brenda Moyo. If you are interested in the topic we're talking about today, please remember that we will give you an important address at the end of the program. So have a pen and paper ready. Recently, George took a ride in the streets of Nairobi, the city of the Matatu commuter buses. In Nairobi, they say the Matatu always has room for one more passenger. Apart from the Matatu rides, George visited Kangemi to see the slum area and a housing project growing out of the slums.
Nairobi is a large city with a population of about 1 million people. Most people trek to Nairobi to look for work from the countryside. Other people come from such countries as Somalia because of war in those countries. Holiday visitors also visit the city in their thousands every year. What this means for Nairobi is that the city has to provide accommodation for many people. In Nairobi's case, it means that a lot of the houses are not of the best quality.
In most cases, the houses are made from galvanized sheets and plastic paper.
In rural areas in the past, we used to depend on locally available materials.
Mr. Elijah Agevi works for Intermediate Technology and he is a coordinator of Shelter Forum, an organization which tries to solve some of Kenya's housing problems.
Like for roofing, we used to depend on thatch. But because of the high densities, because of the high population rates, we find that some of these traditional materials are no longer there. So grass, in fact, in some of the districts, like those who may be familiar with Kenya, districts like Kakamega, districts like Kisii, are now being produced on a commercial basis.
In parts of Africa, long grass is also hard to find because of poor rains. People would rather give the grass to their animals than to construct huts which will need fresh grass. The problem of housing is experienced in the towns and the cities. Kenya, with its population of 23 million people, has a big problem.
As I moved into Kangemi, I noticed a carpet of small houses put together with metal sheets. The roof and the sides of the shacks reflect the sun as you pass by. It is a bed of metal placed on the side of the hill. The houses are so packed together that you cannot see a piece of bare earth from a distance. If you walk in the streets of this settlement, you can possibly get lost. They call this the slum of Kangemi.
The environment is an environment where there are temporary and permanent houses. The majority are temporary houses made up of built with either wood and galvanized or some few houses that are built with mud.
Father John Gainey is a parish priest with the Roman Catholic Church, which uses the name St. Joseph the Worker. St. Joseph the Worker community was formed in 1986 in order to help in the development of Kangemi at the grassroots level.
In Africa, building a house can be an expensive undertaking. This is usually due to the fact that the building materials are produced using materials which are imported into the country. The other problem is that transporting these materials like cement and roofing is too expensive for an ordinary person. Most people will just opt to build mud structures.
We find that the traditional materials are no longer there. The conversion of factory-produced materials are too expensive for people to afford. And majority of our people, of course, are living below poverty line. So that makes it very difficult. We therefore are called upon to look for alternative, locally produced building materials.
The people of St. Joseph found a way to produce building materials which are cheaper. Today they have a church building, printing press, preschool and primary school, as well as a workshop which produces concrete fiber roofing tiles. Most of the materials used in building the structures are produced at their workshop. One of the materials used is the fiber concrete roofing tiles, which are popularly known as FCR tiles.
FCR tiles are lightweight building materials which have been developed for covering roofs. And their big advantage is that they are produced with simple equipment. They are tiles that are used for low-cost building production. It is actually, the tile itself is made up of concrete, which is a mixture of sand, cement, water, and sometimes use natural fiber.
That was Mr. Amon Nderi Nganga briefly describing what fiber concrete roofing tiles are. Mr. Nganga is a project manager for building materials with Intermediate Technology Group in Kenya. George received a lesson on how to make FCR tiles from Mr. Nganga.
First, you collect sand. River sand is good enough, but it must be clean sand. Good cement is also needed, as well as water and fiber.
We are talking about both natural fiber and artificial fiber. Here in Kenya, we use fiber from the sisal. We also use some coconut fiber in some other places.
Why is fiber important in the making of fiber concrete tiles?
This fiber is very important when the concrete element is setting, that does not crack a lot. It is not for reinforcement, but it is used that when the concrete is setting, the crackings are reduced and it sets very well.
After having collected these raw materials, you are ready to go into production. You begin by cutting the fiber into 1 centimeter pieces and then storing them away. Then you mix the cement and the sand. For every portion of cement, you must have 3 portions of sand. By the way, this mixing is done without adding any water yet.
Then when you have mixed that, then you add the fiber on top. And make sure that when you're putting the fiber, you put it when they are all not in a lump, but in the various small pieces. You make sure that you mix 3 times until you get an even color.
After this, you now add the water. You must make sure that the water is not so much that the mixture is too much water or it has too little water. After this process, you then go on to the next stage.
You place a polythene sheet on a machine called a vibrator. The polythene sheet is used in order to give the finished tile a smooth finish. At this stage, the mixture is placed on the vibrator machine.
There are actually 3 types of vibrators. There's one that uses the car battery, which can be charged after every week depending on the production capacity. And that battery just connected, just uses 12 volts and it vibrates.
The second type of vibrator is driven by a spring which is wound up until it is tight. When the spring is unwinding, it will release a force to vibrate the vibrator. This spring works in the same way as the spring in a clock.
There's another one that is manual, and it uses a treadle like a bicycle. Somebody rides on a bicycle, and because of the system that vibrator is worked on, it is off-center and it vibrates the small table. So this is very manual.
The vibrator is a small table which is very portable. The fiber concrete mixture is placed on the vibrator in order to get rid of any air bubbles. By removing the air bubbles, you give the mixture more strength.
Then, lifting the mixture carefully by holding the polythene sheet, you place the wet mixture in a mold. The mold which you use will give the final shape the tile will take.
Then you put the mold into the dry rack and you cover that with a polythene sheet. And this will stay overnight in the rack. Thereafter, the following morning, you take out your tile because now it's already dry. And trim all the edges. Remove the polythene paper, trim all the edges, and put it in the curing tank. The curing tank is full of water. And if you put it in the curing tank, you allow it to remain there for the next 7 days.
By placing the tile in water, you are actually strengthening the cement or concrete mixture. After the 7 days are over, you take out the tile and keep it in the open for the next 7 days. At the end of these 7 days, the tile is ready to be sold or used.
In a moment, We will give you an address you can write to if you want to know more about fiber concrete roof tiles. But before that, we will find out how these tiles have been of benefit to the users in Kenya and how they can be a solution to Africa's housing problems.
In this environment, we have almost a 75% to 80% unemployment rate amongst our youth. We have many who stop school after standard 8 and have no opportunity to go into either second level or third level institutions. So we have our biggest area of need amongst the people is the need for jobs.
The St. Joseph the Worker Roman Catholic Church now runs a workshop where fiber concrete roofing tiles are produced. The workshop is used to train the young people of Kangemi to acquire the skills of making these tiles. One youngster who has benefited from these skills is George Bugua. How did you learn to do this?
I learned it from somebody who was working with St. Joseph. His name was Solomon Onyango. He went and then he left over to me. So I went on.
How long did it take you for you to know how to produce these FCRs?
It takes me about 3 months.
Producing the fiber concrete tiles does not need much room to operate from. The vibrating machine, which is the major piece of equipment in the production of tiles, is very adaptable and the price thus differs. The price of electrical vibrators made in Britain would be about 10,000 Zimbabwean dollars. Manual machines are cheaper and the one at St. Joseph had been bought for 1,300 Zimbabwean dollars. Since it is a small machine, a person can produce the tiles at his or her own backyard.
One of the good things is that there's some job creation in them. You can create jobs in the rural areas. You just need to train the young men. The equipment is adaptable because it does not use electricity. It can use car battery.
The project at St. Joseph was created to provide tiles for church buildings, but because of outside demands, they now sell to people from around Nairobi. These tiles are much cheaper than other roofing materials on the market. George Bugwa explains how they would compare with the zinc tiles known as Mabati or Mariba in Kenya.
If we compare these tiles with the other market, this one is much more cheaper. Here, we sell the tiles at 10 shillings each. And the other Mariba, they are about 25, 23 shillings. These tiles can last even more than 15 years and beyond.
In a month, as many as 4,000 to 5,000 tiles can be produced, which is enough for a 3-bedroom house. For this, you only need about 3 workers. St. Joseph has now many structures which are roofed with fiber concrete roofing tiles. The tiles have been on these structures for the past 10 years, and Father John Gainey has a lot of confidence in the tiles.
We're extremely satisfied, yeah. We're extremely satisfied. No building has collapsed after 10 years.
If you want more information on fiber concrete roofing tiles and how you can make them in your community, write to Making It Work, Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. The address again: Development Technology Center, University of Zimbabwe, P.O. Box MP167, Mount Pleasant, Harare. Finally, many thanks to the music group TPOK Jazz Band for providing the music for today's program. Until next time, I am Brenda Moyo.
And I am George Msumba, reminding you that in Africa, there are many ways to make it work.
Making It Work was brought to you by ISAT in association with the Development Technology Center in Zimbabwe, produced by Radio Bridge Overseas.